I'm Shay. I'm going to quickly show how I tie chest harnesses when I want to load them from the back, which is kind of an unusual thing to do sometimes in self-suspension. I'm going to show this fairly quickly because it's basically the same as the chest harness that I've shown before that is intended to load from the front. So if you need like a slower kind of step-by-step, I would look at that video. But I'm starting with the bite. I'm going to go through. And I have a fairly long piece of rope here because I'm going to go over the shoulders twice. I like to do that because it just makes it slightly more comfortable. All right. I'm making instead of making this in the center of my chest, I'm going to start everything kind of off to the side because ultimately I'm going to scooch these knots around to the back. So a little more, I don't know, a little less distance to go. And if I don't have to go over the top of my breast, then that's a little easier for me. I'm doing my reverse tension right there. Laying this underneath the previous one. I like to start on top of the nipple line. You don't want to be all the way up in your armpit, you know, just a little on top of there. Going through that reverse tension. All right, with my really long rope. And then I'm going to make my half hitch. You want to make your half hitches always in the direction that I'm going next. So I pull my loop down because next I'm going down. And that just is kind of a little tip to make your half hitches like lay a little flatter for you. So I'm pulling a loop and then going through the loop. And you can kind of do that all in one motion. And pulling that through. I'm gonna have, you know, some fairly good tension on there. I'm gonna go down and around now underneath the nipple line. I don't wanna be like way down here. This is like my floating ribs, not a good place for bondage. Again, doing a reverse tension there. And keeping that reasonably tight. Might be a little easier sometimes to do this over like a sports bra. If you have a shirt, sometimes it can be easier to slide it around. You'll see in just a minute, it's gonna be kind of a process to get that around to the other side. Going through again. And the next place I'm going is up. So I'm tying my half hitch going upward. I can't really see it because of like the way my chest is and the way I'm tying it off to the side, but you can do it by feel usually. Something, you know, if you get your ropes kind of together, you pull them all and you'll pull the ones that you need to. All right, once I get here, if I wanted to tie this off and really have it stay right on the back, what I would do is make the hanger right now before I scooch the whole thing over. So I could take my upline and make a hanger right here, which I usually do, pull a loop, pull a couple bunny ears, and then I would grab my carabiner, tie this whole thing off, then scooch it over. It does make it a little more complicated to do the next steps because you have like extra things to contend with. Usually what I do is I will tie this whole harness and then tie off to the side. And then once I kind of move my body around, once this is all the way tied off, I can move it to the back. The problem with that is it can move back and forth and sometimes end up abrading my side. I mean, price would be. So I'm going to make sure that I have this all. I'm going to just put like a little weave in right here because it's just going to hold this into that top wrap. And I'm going to show a variation with weaving in the front because I just think it looks nice. I'm going to take this around over my opposite shoulder and then scooch this all so that the knots are in the middle of my back, which can be hard to do if you've tied this fairly tight. And depending on your skin, may or may not like this plan. So that may take a little bit of doing. And, all right. So I get that scooched around. I have it now, you know, near the middle of my back-ish. It's not perfect, that's okay, because it's going to right itself somewhat as I load it. All right, once I get to the front, I'm gonna add a little weaving pattern here. You wouldn't have to, I just think it looks nice. So I'm going over and then under. And then, you know, you're just alternating because it is a weaving pattern. So this one I went under, I'm gonna go over and then under. Making a U-turn at the bottom, do the opposite of what I just did. And again at the top, just doing the opposite, which is the standard weaving thing. All right, so here I am. I want to get some tension on there because I like my shoulder straps. If you don't put tension on them, if you don't have this reasonably tight, what can happen is once you're in the air, these start to just kind of pooch out and they are not very aesthetically pleasing that way. Plus they aren't really doing their job, which is to hold everything in place. All right, so this is the trickiest part, is that I need to find the center cross. So I can kind of find my bottom four wraps and my top four wraps are up here. Okay, so I need to go through above my bottom wraps, but below my top wraps, which are right there. So I'm gonna cross through right there. That can be hard to find on yourself. You know, you may need to like work on your flexibility to be able to get there, but I'm just gonna go underneath all of that, through that kind of center, like there, and then come back around to the front. And that's gonna kind of cinch itself in place really nicely and be held down. All right, so now I'm gonna kind of alternate my weave, and I could go like all the way down. It depends, you know, what size chest you have, kind of the aesthetics more than anything. Usually what I end up doing is kind of coming around here, all right, like that. And I kind of like the aesthetics of that. And once I'm at that point, if you're somebody who like you can't reach behind your back very easily, then what you can do is just embrace the asymmetry and tie it off right here. I could, you know, do a little weave, I could just tie a half hitch right here, and then, you know, this is still gonna hold itself in place perfectly well, and it doesn't need the extra wrap. But if you wanna make it symmetrical and you have extra rope, like I do, this piece is actually exactly cut for this chest harness on my body, because it's a harness I do frequently, then what I'm gonna do is come to the back and finding that space again. I'm gonna go through the center, and then I can just kinda half hitch this off. It's not gonna be super important that this be like the most secure tie off ever, because the way I'm gonna attach from this, I'm attaching to all of these bands. Even if like, if I didn't tie this off at all, I'm not loading kind of onto that particular wrap in a way that is going to cause this to like catastrophically fail. So it's more about securing it so that it doesn't like start flapping the ends around in the middle of me suspending myself, which is gonna kind of look sloppy and unfortunate. So I'm just kind of wrapping around. I'm gonna just kind of go around one more time with one of the ends and tie it off, because it doesn't really matter. And I'm gonna go around bottom and then just kind of tie a knot, because it's fine. All right, tie a square knot ideally. We'll see if I have enough ends for that, just barely. There we go. And again, I'm not like, unless I'm gonna load this strap all by itself, the way that I tie off that knot is not hugely consequential. So I've got this kind of all together. The way that I would normally tie it off then is to make my hanger on the side, making my hanger like this along the side. And I've shown in other videos a lot more detail on like making hangers, so that's why I'm not going into that too much right now. I'm gonna go end up with the gate facing towards me, and I usually like to lock those off. I'm gonna go through my ring. I have a lot more detail on tying off upline, so I'm not gonna go into that too much either, but I wanna create my nice concentric circles. And once I get to this point, I'm gonna tie it off, being careful not to flick myself in the face with my ends, hopefully. Hopefully not too much. But you know, it happens sometimes. I forgive myself. Doing my super munter. And I'm gonna have quite a lot of rope. I mean, I could have gone around again to the ring if I'd wanted to, because it's kind of, you know, when you're tying off and you have short lines like this, it can get a little bit inconvenient when you have a lot to kill, and I like my uplines to look kind of tidy, so I'm gonna do a slipped half hitch and then another one, pull my ends. All right, so then I'm loaded like this. Now you can see how this has potential to pinch, so I wanna make sure that I kind of lean into it, and then it will kind of slide around the back, And usually when I do this, I would have like thighs on, or, you know, thigh cuffs. I would have my feet tied off, and I'm pretty well loaded. I can lean into it like this. It's not very comfy with just a chest harness, but you know, you're loaded pretty safely. So this is how I tie chest harnesses when I want to load from the back.